Good afternoon. So we've been talking about the midah, Mishael Shasharim, the midah of Zahirus, of being a person who's careful. They translate as watchful, but careful about our avodas Hashem, careful about our pathway in our relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam. And so now the Ramchal talked about, so how do you do that? What is one of the ways for a person to become more of a Zahir? What does it mean, let's say, to be more of a Zahir? What does that look like? So he notes there's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that says, there's a Gemara in Erevin that says, Noach al da'adam shal nivra, yosher bishin nivra. So the Gemara says, fascinating concept, maybe a little depressing, better for a person not to be created than to be created. But now they're being created. But he says, v'achshav shenivra, but now that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, yefashvesh v'masav, v'igata amr yemashvesh v'masav. So you should be yefashvesh and yemashvesh. And he says, yefashvesh and yemashvesh, they both mean to check, but they mean different things. Yefashvesh, he says, means for a person to check themselves and say, am I doing a mitzvah versus doing a veros? The things that I'm doing, are they good or bad? Yemashmesh, he says, means to even look at the good things that I do and to see if I can do them better. But the point being, he says, it's an obvious, it's an idea that to all of us is obvious, right? That a person, if you want to be successful in any endeavor, anything in life, so you're not just going to give it a shot, you're going to check and check again and try again and look again. It's true in every area of life, in business, and whatever you're doing. It's true in sports. The best quarterbacks watch tape and check themselves. And how do I do this better and that better and this better and that better? And the more you check and the more you watch and the more you pay attention to yourself and the more you try to make little fixes here and there, the more your overall performance does better. You're more successful. And that's what it means to be a Zayir, to be a person who takes the time to pay attention. And to ask yourself, you know what? How am I doing this? And how am I doing that? How's my tefillah? How's my learning? How's my lashon hara? How's my, you know, every area of my life? How am I doing better in such a way? It's something that when we talk about it, it's so obvious that it's true and that it makes a difference. But it's very hard to do. It's very hard to do. But he gives a mashal here, which I think is so fascinating and really interesting about what it means to be a person who starts to take a step back and appreciate and think about our actions and the choices that we make. And he gives the mashal of a person who's in a maze, you know, like a maze, like corn mazes, you know, you can go to. So you have a corn maze, and they have, you know, people have like, you know, a big mansion with a big, I don't know what you call it, like you know, one of these mazes in made out of shrubberies, right? Whatever, right? So if you're in the maze, what happens? So you go. We did this once on Chol HaMoed. We took our kids to the corn maze. Some of my kids loved it. Some of them did not. And you go through, right? And as you're going through, you have absolutely no idea where you're going, right? And as you go, you hit dead end here and dead end there and dead end there. But he says, but imagine you're the person, not in the maze, but on like a crane, sitting above the maze. And the person would ask you, how do I get out? You'd say, oh, well, you just go this way and that way and that way and that way. Very simple. It's obvious. Why is it obvious? Because you've taken a step back. And you see from above, you have perspective, and you're able to give guidance now to that person how to get out. And he says, that's what being a Zahir is all about. Being a person who sometimes takes a step back and says, you know what? Let me get a bigger picture here of what I'm doing and what I'm looking to accomplish here. And if I take a step back, it's like, oh, of course, I should do this a little better and that a little less and this a little more. And by doing that, all of a sudden you find yourself your way through the maze in a much clearer, easier way. It doesn't make it easy, but taking the time, whatever that's going to be, and he talks about at the end of this parak, he talks about being a person who actually sets time aside for what's called a cheshbon nefesh, once a week, once a month, to sit down, not just on Rosh Hashanah, but every much more frequently, to sit down and ask myself, you know, how can I do it? Not by the way, not to make ourselves feel bad, not to feel terrible about all the mistakes that we make, but in order to do an accounting, just to make sure that I'm doing okay, that I'm paying attention, just like I balance my checkbook, like we used to do in the old days, right? And just like any other area of my life, so do it in my avodas Hashem as well. And it doesn't have to, if you do that, if you take that step back and you pay attention, so now the maze isn't quite as confusing. The maze makes a lot more sense, and it's a lot easier to get from place to place. So that's what it means, he says, to be a Zahir. And as we continue on, he'll talk about other ways to put this into practice.